This study tried to shed some light on the difference of the structure of quantum dots between submonolayer and Strunz-Krasnov method. In order to measure this difference, we use rapid thermal annealing and photoluminescence varying the incident optical power. RTA is a post-growth technique capable to tune the properties of indium arsenide quantum dots main parameters, like size and indium content, whereas PL measurements at low temperature as a function of the incident optical power allow us to check the presence or not of multiple energy levels in quantum dot structures, which are mainly related to their size and composition. We can see in figure 1 the two types of samples that we grew for this work. On the left side, we have an illustration of the cross-section of Strunz-Krasnov quantum dots, which was obtained for 2.2 monolayers of indium arsenide deposited at 515 degrees Celsius and covered with 15 nanometers of gallium arsenide at 515 degrees Celsius and 85 nanometers at 570 degrees Celsius. This sample was grown as a reference sample to compare with the submonolayer quantum dots, which are illustrated on the right side. The submonolayer quantum dots was grown at 490 degrees Celsius, repeating 6 times a base cycle consisting of 0.5 monolayer of indium arsenide followed by 2.5 monolayers of gallium arsenide. The gallium arsenide cap layer consists of 15 nanometers grown at 490 degrees Celsius and 85 nanometers at 570 degrees Celsius. On figure 2, on the right side, we have the PL spectrum of Strunz-Krasnov quantum dots before and after RTA. The RTA produced a narrower, more intense, and blue-shifted spectrum. These effects are due to the original high indium content of the nanostructures and consequently to the large out diffusion of indium atoms during RTA, which leads to an increase of their size and a reduction of their average indium content. The blue shift is due to the lower indium content that overcomes the influence of the large size, while the increase of PL intensity comes from the passivation of a part of the defect introduced during the growth of this highly strained system. Finally, the narrow spectrum originates from the fact that the quantum effects are weaker in large structures. On the figure 2 on the right side, we can see the presence of 3 peaks, which is a direct consequence of the large size and high indium content of such Strunz-Krasnov quantum dot. For submonolayer quantum dots, as can be seen in the figure 3 on the left side, there is almost no change of intensity, width, and emission wavelength after RTA. The wavelength is naturally much lower than for Strunz-Krasnov quantum dots because of the smaller size and lower indium content of submonolayer quantum dots. This lower indium content also reduces the internal strain of the nanostructures and consequently the effects of RTA. The very narrow emission is due to the extended wave function of the ground state that overlaps several quantum dots. On the right side, the photoluminescence as a function of incident optical power shows a single peak around 879 nanometers due to their small size and low indium content that allow only a single confined state. In conclusion, the PL results showed a single confined state in submonolayer quantum dots and at least 3 in Strunz-Krasnov quantum dots, suggesting that submonolayer quantum dots are smaller and indium poorer than Strunz-Krasnov quantum dots, as expected from their structure, growth mode, and from the large influence of the indium segregation. After performing RTA, the PL spectra of Strunz-Krasnov quantum dots were more intense, blue-shifted, and narrower than before, confirming that the density of the structural defects was reduced and that many indium atoms diffused out of the original Strunz-Krasnov quantum dots. For submonolayer, though, the effect of RTA was marginal, suggesting that they have less structural defects and contain less indium atoms. The consequence is much lower internal strain that might be at the origin of the lack of vertical stacking of the small 2D indium arsenide islands recently observed.